This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 277 for Tuesday, February 25th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is a weaker Tuesday morning, seeing a continuation of yesterday's sharp declines as an attempt at correcting higher ran out of steam. Canola down $4 to $5. The May contract down $5.40 at $653.90 per ton. Canola had moved higher overnight, but quickly turned lower as the North American day session got underway. The May contract fell below its 20-day moving average yesterday for the first time in 3 weeks, which was bearish from a chart standpoint. Concerns over looming tariffs from the U.S. set to come into place next week contributed to the declines. Losses in the Chicago soy complex were also bearish, although European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were firm. Tightening supplies and the need to ration demand did remain somewhat supportive. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all mostly lower, also pressured by concerns over the looming U.S. tariffs and retaliation from trading partners. Soybeans also continued to be pressured by the advancing Brazilian harvest and easing weather concerns in Argentina. The May contract down only a quarter cent, though, at 10.47 and a quarter. The USDA will hold its annual Outlook conference later this week with pre-report positioning, another feature. Corn, it's weaker as beneficial rains hit dry regions of Argentina. The May contract down 3 cents at $4.94 per bushel. Expectations the USDA will forecast large U.S. corn acres this year at their Outlook conference were also bearish. Wheat futures weaker across the board as concerns over winter kill to wheat crops in the U.S. and Russia subsided. Losses in corn accounted for additional spillover selling pressure. Minneapolis spring wheat down 7 cents in the May contract at $6.28 per bushel. Kansas City hard red winter wheat also down 7 cents in May at $6.02 per bushel. Chicago soft wheat 10 cents lower in the May contract at $5.83 per bushel. Analysts Sov Econ cut their call on Russia's wheat exports this year to 42.2 million tons. That's down by 600,000 from their January estimate and well short of last year's 52.4 million tons of Russian wheat exports. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, February 25th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.